Unit 8. Have you ever been to the circus? 1. Follow us. Have you ever been to the zoo?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever been to the zoo?
No, I haven't.
Another planet.
Police station.
The pyramid.
Cafe.
Has he ever been to that famous shopping center?
Yes, he has.
Has she ever been to that famous shopping center?
Yes, she has.
A college.
A museum.
A park.
A forest.
2. Listen and say. Helen, I've got a book.
What is it?
There are all kinds of questions in it. Do you want to try?
Yes, what are they?
Have you ever been to the circus?
Yes, I've been there once.
Have you ever been to the airport?
Yes, I've been there twice.
Have you ever been to the bookshop?
Yes, I've been there many times.
Have you ever been to London?
No, I've never been there.
3. Read for fun.
Betty has never been to a circus before. One afternoon, her mother took her to a circus. She was very happy. When she got to the circus, she saw many animals and the shows were very interesting. Her mother told her that all these animals have got the teachers who teach them to do many things. When the teacher whistles, the dog, even the lion, can jump over a table. The bear can ride a bicycle or stand on its head.
Sometimes the teacher whispers to the bear. The bear seems to understand the meaning, and then the bear carries a basket and walks round a small dog. When the animals are not doing anything, a clown comes to the front and makes people laugh. Betty and her mother stay there until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then Betty's mother told Betty that it was late for supper and they should go home. She also told Betty that perhaps they could come to see the animals another time. Betty agreed. They went home happily. 4. Enjoy it.
It's magic!
Trick for you. Watch me, watch me, watch me. I'm gonna use some magic words. So help me, help me, help me. Abracadabra, alakazam, hankety, hankety. How about that? Can I turn this white scarf blue? Watch it, watch it, watch it. I'm gonna use some magic words. So help me, help me, help me. Abracadabra, alakazam, hankety, hankety. How about that? Can I saw this boy in two? Watch him, watch him, watch him. I'm gonna use some magic words. So help me, help me, help me. Abracadabra, alakazam, hankety, hankety.
Think about it.
Have you ever been to the circus?
Have you ever been to London?
Have you ever been to Shanghai?
Has he ever been to that famous shopping center?
Her mother told her that all these animals have got the teachers who teach them to do many things.
When the teacher whistles, the dog, Even a lion can jump over the table. A bear can ride a bicycle or stand on its head.
Sometimes the teacher whispers to the bear. The bear seems to understand the meaning, and then the bear carries a basket and walks round a small dog.
Unit 9. Shall we go to the park? 1. Follow us. Shall we go to the zoo?
Sure.
Shall we go to the airport?
No problem.
Shall we go to the bookshop?
Okay.
Shall we go to the cafe?
That's great.
Museum.
Theater.
Xidan Street.
Restaurant.
Factory. 2. Listen and say. It's a fine day today. Shall we go to the park?
I think we don't have too much time. Shall we go out and play football?
Sure. Let's go now.
Wait a minute. Shall we ask David and Michael to play with us?
Yes. They like to play football. Could you call them, please?
David, Michael.
Could you shout a little louder? Maybe they can't hear you.
David, Michael.
That sounds better. 3. Read for fun.
Once an Englishman went to a post office in the mountain village. He bought some stamps and a postcard and then asked the postman in the post office, "Shall I put the stamps on myself?" The postman didn't understand why this man wanted to put the stamps on himself. He thought that this man wanted to post a postcard, not him. So the postman asked the man, "Why do you want to put the stamps on yourself? Why don't you put the stamps on the postcard?"
This time, the Englishman laughed and said, "Who said that I want to put the stamps on myself?" "You did, sir. Just now you asked me, 'Shall I put the stamps on myself?'" Now the Englishman understood what the problem was. Then he said, "Okay, let me ask you again. Shall I put on the stamps myself, or you help me put on the stamps? Do you understand now?" "Now I see what you mean. You mean put the stamps on by yourself." 4. Enjoy it. Think about it.
Shall we go to the zoo?
Let's go to the park.
Wait a minute.
Shall we ask Davy and Michael to play with us?
Could you shout a little louder?
Maybe they can't hear you.
Once an Englishman went to a post office in the mountain village.
Shall I put the stamps on myself? Shall I put the stamps on myself?
Now the Englishman understood what the problem was.
Unit 10. Mom, have you seen my diary? 1. Follow us. Have you seen my pen?
It's under the bag.
It's in the bag.
It's on the bag.
It's behind the bag.
It's in front of the bag.
It's next to the bag.
Glue.
Comb.
Dog with spots and stripes.
Suitcase.
Umbrella.
2. Listen and say. Mom, have you seen my diary? I can't find it anywhere.
I believe it's near your bed in your bedroom. I saw you writing on bed yesterday evening.
Yes, here it is, Mom. Thank you.
David, have you seen the big blue bowl?
Sorry, Mom. I broke it yesterday. The cat was eating fish, so I was running after the cat and hit the bowl.
That's okay. You must be careful next time.
Have you seen my pen?
Which pen?
The one I bought yesterday.
No, I haven't. Have you looked for it?
Yes, I've looked for it everywhere, but I still can't find it.
I believe it's in your pockets. You can look for it there.
Yes, I found it. Thank you. 3. Read for fun.
A man has a sharp and a very big dog. He loves the dog very much. He teaches the dog to do many things. When people come to buy things, he often says, "My dog is very good. If you give the dog some money, he can go out and buy a piece of newspaper." One day, a young man didn't believe what the man said, so he gave the dog some money. The dog went away. The young man waited there, and many people waited there too. In less than 2 minutes, the dog came back with a piece of newspaper in his mouth.
Everybody was very happy and wanted to have a try. A little girl came to the dog and gave the dog some money. The dog quickly ran away. She waited and waited, but the dog didn't come back. The man asked the little girl, "How much money did you give to my dog?" $5. "I see. So the dog will come back in 2 hours." The little girl asked, "Why?" The man said, "With $5, my dog went to see the movies." Everybody laughed. 4. Enjoy it. Have you seen a policewoman?
No, no, no.
Have you seen the English Queen?
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you seen my apple jam?
No, no, no.
Have you seen the traffic jams?
Yes, yes, yes.
5. Think about it.
Have you seen my diary?
I have cleaned my bedroom.
Have you done your homework?
Dog with spots and stripes.
I believe it's near your bed in your bedroom.
I saw your writing on bed yesterday evening.
Sorry, Mom. I broke it yesterday.
So I was running after the cat and hit the bowl.
The one I bought yesterday.
When people come to buy things, he often says, "My dog is very good. If you give the dog some money, he can go out and buy a piece of newspaper."
One day, a young man didn't believe what the man said.
In less than 2 minutes, the dog came back with a piece of newspaper in his mouth.
So the dog will come back in 2 hours.
Unit 11. What's this made of? 1. Follow us. What's this mirror made of?
It's made of glass.
What are these desks made of?
They're made of wood.
Silver.
Plastic.
Wood.
Glass.
Gold.
Metal.
Paper.
Wool.
Door.
Phone.
Mirror.
Watch.
Sweater.
Picture.
Shelf.
Table.
Chopsticks.
Pencil.
Toy. 2. Listen and say.
Dad, this bowl is beautiful. What's this bowl made of?
It's made of plastic. There are many things made of plastic.
What about that one? What's that watch made of?
Oh, that one is very expensive. It's made of gold. Look, this one is made of silver.
I know this desk is made of wood and this card is made of paper. What's this window made of?
They're made of metal and glass. Do you know what this sweater is made of?
This is made of sheep's hair.
It's called wool, not sheep's hair. 3. Read for fun.
One day, a teacher was having a class. She asked her students to name the materials we often use to make things. A boy said, "Glass, gold, metal, paper, plastic, silver, wood, and wool." The teacher said, "Very good. Sit down, please." Then the teacher went to the boy who had just answered the question. He asked him again, "What do we get from sheep?" The boy answered, "Wool." "You're quite right. And what do we make from wool?" "Pardon?" "And what do we make from wool?" This time, the boy didn't know the answer. He said, "I'm sorry, I don't know." Then the teacher said, "Well, what is your coat made of?" The boy answered quickly, "My coat was made from my father's old coat." Everybody in the class laughed.
4. Enjoy it. Bed, chair, mirror and flower. Everything stays in the big red house. Radios, TVs, phones and dolls. Put these things on the sitting room floor. Pictures, photos, maps and clocks. Put these things on the big white wall. Cars, bikes, buses and boats. Leave these things outside the door. 5. Think about it.
What's this mirror made of?
It's made of glass and plastic.
It's made of gold.
This one is made of silver.
This is made of sheep's hair.
It's called wool, not sheep's hair.
She asked her students to name the materials we often use to make things.
Then the teacher went to the boy who had just answered the question.
What do we get from sheep?
And what do we make from wool?
This time, the boy didn't know the answer.
My coat was made from my father's old coat.
Everybody in the class laughed.
Unit 12. Mr. and Mrs. Brown. 1. Follow us. Do you know Mary?
Yes, I know. Mary is John's wife and John is Mary's husband. They just married.
What's John's surname?
His surname is Brown.
What's his favorite sport?
He likes to play soccer.
What's his job?
He is a journalist. He gets news and writes for a newspaper.
Where does he work?
He works in an office.
Where does he live?
He lives in number 15 Chang'an Street.
How tall is Mr. Brown?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
2. Listen and say. What's this man's name?
His name is John.
What's his favorite sport?
His favorite sport is baseball.
What's his job?
He is a mechanic.
Where does he work?
He works in a factory.
Where does he live?
He lives in number 14 Green Street.
How tall is he?
I don't know.
Sally, painter, tennis, art room, number 10 Brown Street. I'm not sure.
Kim, fireman, football, fire station, number 16 Black Street. I'm sorry.
William, policeman, basketball, police station, number 20 Wood Street. You can guess.
Emma, singer, swimming, theater, number 15 White Street. What do you think?
3. Read for fun.
One day, Nick and his mother went to town. His brother Richard, who is a college student, stayed at home with his father. Nick and his mother came back at 8 p.m. Nick's mother suddenly remembered that her keys were inside the house. So she hit the windows and the door hard, but there was no answer.
She tried every window, but she couldn't open them. She wanted to make a phone call, but there was no telephone box. She could go nowhere, but brought Nick back to town again. She phoned home. Richard answered the phone. When they came back again, Richard let them in. Dad was in bed, sleeping soundly, but the television was still on. Mom didn't want to wake up Dad. She quietly turned the TV off. "Don't turn that TV off. Turn it on," Dad shouted. "I'm watching the football match." 4. Enjoy it.
From that country, but we're all friends, you and me.
alive. Think about it.
Do you know Mary?
Yes, I know. Mary is John's wife, and John is Mary's husband.
They just married.
What's John's surname?
He is a journalist. He gets news and writes for a newspaper.
He lives in number 15 Chang'an Street.
How tall is Mr. Brown?
One day, Nick and his mother went to town.
His brother, Richard, who is a college student, stayed at home with his father.
So she hit the windows and the door hard.
But there was no answer.
Richard let them in. Dad was in bed, sleeping soundly, but the television was still on. Unit 13. What's your friend like? 1. Follow us. Kathy is tall and thin.
Sam is clever.
Kathy.
Sam.
Sue.
Tom.
Sarah.
Pat.
Michael.
Kim.
Tall and thin.
Short but not fat.
Kind and friendly.
Clever.
Interesting.
Lovely.
Strong.
Beautiful.
Happy.
Clean and tidy.
Not old.
Very young.
Careful.
Nice.
2. Listen and say.
Do you know Betty?
Yes, she's my friend.
What's your friend like?
She's tall and thin. She's got dark eyes and dark hair. She's clever, kind and friendly. She works hard and studies hard.
Very good. Do you know David?
Yes, he's my good friend too.
What's he like?
He's got dark blue eyes and light brown hair. He's tall and strong. He likes to play drums.
Good. Now write down something about your friend.
3. Read for fun.
Len was 30 years old, and he was dirty, and he had a very long hair. He lived in a big city, but for 2 years he did not find any work there. So he went to a small town and began looking for a job. He went to a lot of places, but people were unfriendly to him and nobody wanted him because he was untidy. Then he met an old friend, and this man said to him, "People in this town don't like long hair. Why don't you go and cut your hair? You can cut a lot of it off. Then you can get some work."
Len went home and got a pair of scissors and a mirror and began cutting his own hair. He cut and cut. Suddenly he found a cap in his hair. He felt very strange. "When did I put this cap on?" he thought hard. Later, he remembered that he had a cap 3 years ago. He bought the cap for that cold winter, because the weather was so cold and he never took it off. Now he cut his hair short and put on his cap and got a job at last. 4. Enjoy it.
What's your name? What's your name? Name, name. Who are you? You, you. Please tell us now. Please tell us now.
About it.
Kathy's tall and thin.
Short but not fat.
Clean and tidy.
Kind and friendly.
What's your friend like?
What's his friend like?
What's your mother like?
What's your teacher like?
She's got dark eyes and dark hair.
So he went to a small town and began looking for a job.
He went to a lot of places, but people were unfriendly to him because he was untidy.
You can cut a lot of it off.
Len went home and got a pair of scissors and a mirror and began cutting his own hair.
It felt very strange.
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听啊，讲啊！